crane is carefully lifting the last of seven giant steel pieces into place, and the result is literally amazing. The word amazing is spelt out in 2.5 metre high, fire engine red coloured steel letters. Hello, I'm Melanie Pierce. This installation is the first in an ambitious plan to establish a unique bush sculpture trail in the central west of New South Wales. Rosie Johnston is the brains behind the Somewhere Down the Lachlan Community Arts Project.
It's probably about 4 or 5 years ago now. We live out of town and I used to drive along the Lachlan River and just think what a beautiful place it was with the cockatoos, the large gums, and it's just so pretty. But I always thought what would look fantastic would be some sculpture, large sculpture. I'd been down to Sculpture by the Sea, loved that, and thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we could have something like that, but permanent.
The amazing sculpture stands inside a stock route about 18 kilometres from Forbes. You certainly can't miss it as you drive down the Lachlan Valley Way, and that's exactly what designer Rosie Johnston wanted.
Well, I knew that that we needed something really, you know, monumental to go on the stock route, and a way of doing a community piece would, how could we do it? I sort of thought, well, we're not all sculptors, but I have a love of typography, and I thought if we just could manufacture a large word, and it was as simple as that. You know, imagine if we had a word out there that people would go past and go, wow, what's that? Well, that's pretty amazing, and that's as simple as it was.
The sculpture trail is very much a community project. Local businesses, tourism operators and farmers have got involved. Ian Bartholomeus is one of them. His company cut and framed the 8 tonnes of steel needed to make the letters.
Well, initially I sort of was a little bit overwhelmed by it all, I suppose, but then once I'd had a good talk with Rosie and I could see where she was, what she was aiming for. So obviously, you know, it was good for the Central West, trying to get a bit of tourism, I suppose, if that's the right term. I'd sort of jumped at the chance, obviously, you know. So.
What was it like cutting out these letters and providing the metal and bending it in the right way so that farmers could weld it together?
It's a little bit of a challenge. Obviously, some farmers have got some pretty well equipped workshops out there. So I think initially after it was all cut out, I think they all quite enjoyed getting together and teaming up and contributing to the cause. And obviously you can see the result that it's turned out, quite okay actually, isn't it?
Which was the hardest letter to construct?
I would assume the M, only because of all the curves, and obviously it's fairly time consuming, that one. The rest of them went together pretty easily, but the M was a bit of a challenge. Yeah.
How much steel is involved in this word?
It'd probably be about 8 tonne of steel, and it's all sort of constructed internally, it's all subframed with heavy plate, and then the outer skin's just 3 millimetre sheet just to give it the cosmetic look. But it's all very, very sturdy and structurally sound, hopefully. Yeah.
Now, it's a pretty massive task to install it, as these farmers and other volunteers are doing right now. What are they doing?
Just at the moment, we're just placing all the footing members down, and obviously we've got the connecting posts to go from the footing, the transition from the footing to the actual letters. So that way then it looks like from a distance that the letters are actually floating in the above the ground. And so obviously it's a team effort to get it all done, and it's all going together pretty well actually, yeah.
Another member of the project team is Kim Muffett. The former farmer turned tourism operator coordinated the teams of farmers who welded the letters together.
Every single one came on board, Mel. It was just quite incredible that we found 7 groups of farmers that put their hands up and didn't ask any questions or what it was for, and just thought, you know, they weren't into art. They are now.
Gus Maslin is one of the farmers who helped with the construction. He's here today to see the installation come together.
Yeah, well, there was a group of us, there was about 5 or 6 of us that we did the letter N and Z, and many other little groups around the Forbes district pitched in and did other letters. And no, I think it's been a great thing, and it's sort of with Bart and Bart cutting all the pieces out, and it's been fantastic. It was quite easy to put together.
You gave up your time as a busy farmer to help weld a couple of these letters. Did you ever think that you'd be involved in a public art project?
No, not really. I've mucked around with different things at home, building just things over the years, and I enjoy it. And when Kim came to us to ask us if we'd get a group of guys, and yeah, it's no problem. So we had good fun doing it.
Do you think it might turn into a tourist attraction and people stop to see not only this sculpture but many more that are going to be in this stock grid as they drive down the road?
Oh, for sure. I think you'll see this sort of thing pop up everywhere. I think whether it's a word or... No, I think you'll see them pop up everywhere now.
Now, as we've mentioned, the amazing sculpture is located inside a working stock group. That means mobs of cattle travelling through the area will be grazing amongst the letters. It's a sight Kim Muffett can't wait to see.
Yes, it's the great excitement is sometime in February we've got a mob of cattle coming through, and we just can't wait to get some footage of the cattle coming through and standing against it and with the drovers. So I think that's one of going to be the exciting shots that we'll get this month.